Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is getting ready for a meeting we're having today. Know this. God has a definite plan. To expedite that plan, he's given us the power to get wealth, to be rich. Kind of a brief review from yesterday before we finish this call. Deuteronomy 8:18, King James. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. First, God gave it. Second, God would never give us something unless he expects us to use it. Now, I'm going to read Deuteronomy 8:18 again, this time in the Living Bible. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you power to become rich, and he does it to fulfill the covenant he made with your ancestors. Why does God want us to be rich? To fulfill this covenant. What is this covenant? That we're blessed to be a blessing. God has given us the ability, the power to get, well, to be rich, to get wealth for a purpose. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. What does it mean to be rich? Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary defines rich as having abundant possessions, especially material wealth. Being rich, producing wealth, is a way of turning a profit. And make no mistake about it, God is interested in turning a profit. That's why he gives us the power to be rich. And no matter, please hear this, please, no matter where you are or where you may be financially right now, you don't have to have money. You don't have to get money before you can turn a profit. Let me say it that way. You don't have to get money before you can turn a profit, because he's given us the ability to produce wealth, to get rich. We should be able to turn a profit at any level. If our financial situation is not working with what we're doing, we need to change what we're doing. Here's a fact. We will never get to the next level until we fix the level we're on. Let me say that again. We'll never get to the next level until we fix the level we're on. Here's the good news. If we can fix our finances at our current level, we'll be able to fix them at any level. God's investment is important. His investment, let's say it this way, God's investment in you is important. It's important. What you do with that investment in you is even more important. Now, let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. See, we have to use the talents that God's given each of us. God has given us blessings and talents. The question is, what are we doing with what we've got? According to Matthew 25, if we're faithful, he gives us more. If we're not faithful with what we've got, then he'll take it away and give it to somebody else. Brother Harold, that sounds hard. No, it's the scripture. Matthew 25:27-29. Matthew 25:27-29. New Living Translation. Well, you should at least have put money in the bank so I could have some interest. Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with 10 bags of gold. To those who use well what they're given, even more will be given. And they'll have an abundance. From those who are unfaithful, even what little they have will be taken away. The question is, why would God pour more wealth into our lives if he knows that all we'll do is, like the third servant, bury it in the ground and not be an effective steward? God's looking for good investments, ones that will produce a profit and not make excuses. God is not looking for more money. There's no cash flow problem in heaven. God simply wants his children who will produce a good return on his investment. Here's the bottom line. God is saying, I'd like to give you more, but you don't seem to understand why I'm giving it to you and what you're to do with it. I want you to have wealth so that you can invest in my kingdom. There's one more thing. There's one thing you never want to hear God say or experience him say. You don't want to hear him say, I can't invest any more in your life unless you're willing to turn the kind of profit that I'm looking for. What kind of profit is he looking for? He's looking for us to be an effective steward of everything that he's entrusted us. Here's something for us to chew on. We're to return 10% as our tithe. But make no mistake about it. God is also interested in what we're doing with the other 90%. God will never invest money, wealth, riches, and us if we can't prove that we can handle what he's given us. He's given each of us the power to get wealth, the ability to get rich. He gave us this power and ability, but we got to do our part. He's not going to do it for us. God has given us the power, but he never gives us power without a reason. So the question is, what are we doing with that power? You know, I need to make very clear one point, and this is very important. God said that he gave us the ability to produce wealth, to get rich. He never said that he would just give us wealth. If we learn to follow his principles, then that seed of wealth producing, wealth-producing ability inside of us will begin to bear fruit. The ability is there, but we have to work it. If we are to increase our wealth, regardless of how much it is, we must increase our ability to make wealth. But Brother Harold, you don't know my situation. I may not, but here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. God has imposed none, not a single limitation on your ability to get wealth and to become rich. Take a look at your situation. And remember, you can change your situation if you change. What you have today is not all you can have or necessarily will have, but you got to use your ability. You have to use the power to get what we want manifested in our lives. What is that power? Power means strength and might. The Bible teaches that all real power comes from God. But he chooses to use ordinary people, just like you and me, and we can praise God for that. So what can we do to tap into this power in our lives? Well, let's make an acronym for power. Spell P-O-W-E-R. P is plans. O is organization. W is work. E is enthusiasm. R is rewards. Let's look at plans first, the P. In the Greek and Aramaic language, the word plans means thought, device, purpose. To have any success, we must know where we're going. See, plans give us power. Prior proper planning precipitates positive progress, programs, and performance. I can assure you that nothing will ever happen without a plan. The O in power is for organization. One, you need to develop immediate, meaning the next day, the next week, next month, next 12 months, immediate goals and long-range goals, the next 3-5 years, in the 6 major areas of your life, spiritual, family, financial, mental, physical, and social. Number 2, you need to write down a plan of action for each goal. 3, you need to prepare provide, prepare, provide a specific timetable for implementing each step in your plan of action. Number four, create a file for each goal in the major areas of your life so you know where they are. Number five, monitor the progress in each of these areas on a regular basis. Organization means power. POW, W for work. Lasting, life-changing wealth will only come through effective, ingenious, God-inspired work. The word work means anything accomplished by hand, heart, industry, or mind. Galatians 6:4, classic Amplified Bible. But let every person carefully scrutinize and examine and test his own conduct in his own work. He can then have the personal satisfaction and joy of doing something commendable. Proverbs 14:23, the Living Bible. Work brings profit. Talk brings poverty. Don't talk about what you're going to do. Do it. Proverbs 10:4, New Living Translation. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. The biggest mistake that we can make is to believe we work for someone else. We really work for the Lord. William Ward, great leader, some years ago, once said, study while others are sleeping, work while others are loafing, prepare while others are playing, and dream while others are wishing. Develop the proper plan, proper organization, and begin to implement your strategies. Once again, work is power. POWE in power is enthusiasm. As you probably know, I've talked about it before. The last four letters of the word enthusiasm are IASM, which literally means I am so myself. But truthfully, the meaning of the word enthusiasm is God within. Colossians 4:12-13 in the King James Bible. Laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He hath a great zeal for you. The word zeal means excitement of the mind, fervor of the spirit. Enthusiasm is contagious. It is simply transferring how you feel about a person or place or thing to other people. W. Clement Stone, the founder of Success Magazine and the Combined Insurance Company of America, once said, when you discover your mission, you will feel its demand. It will fill you with enthusiasm and a burning desire to get to work on it. Enthusiasm, well, it's an inside job. POWER rewards. 1 Corinthians 3:14, the King James Version. If any man's work abide which he hath built, he shall receive a reward. Revelation 22:12, King James. I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. Reward, it literally means dues paid for work. God will bestow rewards upon our good deeds and endeavors. We can achieve the reward of wealth with prior proper planning, good organization, diligent work, and enthusiasm. When it comes to getting wealth, there are no get-rich-quick schemes or gimmicks, no daily doubles. There's only power, the power God has given us to get wealth, the power that God has given to each person hearing my voice today. He has given you the power to get wealth. He has given you the power, the ability to change your life for the better. He's given it to us. So the real question is, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHearing.com if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. And what he says, so whatever I ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.